from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. A story from the Jewish oral tradition presents an alternative, interesting narrative to the creation of human beings. God was nearing the creation of all that God would make, and an announcement was made that there was one more task that God needed yet to make: a creature capable of understanding, capable of appreciating the magnificence of God. Not only was this creature to be called human, to be of the earth like all creatures are of the earth, this one was to be made in the image of God. "Let this one be filled with understanding, intellect, and reason," declared God. The angel of truth came to God pleading, "Oh God, I ask you not to create something that has the potential to lie. We in this world do not need deception and fraud." The angel of peace came to underscore the angel of truth's objections, saying, "I beg you, God, do not make a creature that has the potential to disrupt the beautiful harmony of your earth. I fear that these creatures may act out of revenge and initiate war." While those two angels were arguing with God about the creation of human beings, the soft voice of the angel of love asked for an audience. "Oh God," said the angel of love, "I know that any creature made in your image will be capable of magnificent acts of love. Filled with your spirit, they will feed the world. They will clothe the world. They will visit those who need visiting. They will provide shelter to those who need a home. God, those beings can do nothing but bring glory to you." God listened to truth and peace, but it was the word of love that carried the day, and humans were created. Today we begin the last third of our summer series, Faith, Hope, and Love. Now the angels in our story of truth, peace, and love don't quite line up with faith, hope, and love, but the ending is entirely the same. Love is the greatest gift. Now there's nothing wrong with truth and peace, and there's everything right about faith and hope. We have just spent 9 weeks lifting up those great gifts of God. But there is one gift that eclipses all others. It is the gift of love. Some while back, I was talking with a Bethel member who works in a private security firm here in Rochester. When visiting dignitaries come from foreign countries, they often hire this firm to assist them in their time there. Because this Bethel member is a woman, she is often assigned to the women of the group who are visiting. When she first started doing this years ago, she noticed that women, particularly from the Middle East, were very deferential in public and quite reserved. It seemed odd to her because that's not the way of our culture. She wondered if she lived in a different world. But then time would go by, and eventually she would be invited behind closed doors with the women of the group. Finally, she would be invited into the conversations, which usually centered around family. "Pastor Wall," she said, "I found out that those women are no different than I am. They want the same things that I want. They want their families to grow up healthy and to find joy in life. They want the world to be a world of peace. They want to love their families and to be loved by their families." I suspect we could go to any culture on earth and we would find the same. We would find people who are willing to sacrifice themselves for those they love. We would find sons and daughters honoring father and mother in their love. We would find people who yearn for the companionship and love of others. It is because that is the way we are made. We are made in the image of God. That way of God as love has been consistent from the very beginning. In some of the first words recorded in the history of the world, we read from Deuteronomy today of this way of love, love of God. It is the Shema in the Jewish faith. The Shema is something that was repeated consistently in that Jewish faith. It is the cornerstone of prayer to this very day, thousands of years later. Evening prayers and morning prayers, the Shema. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. This was to be a hallmark of the Jewish faith. It was to be used whether at home or away, whether going to bed or rising up. It was to be a key in speaking to children and teaching them about God. It was to be posted on the wrists and the forehead. It was to be in the doorposts. When you travel to Israel, you will often see a little vial called a mezuzah on the doorposts of homes and even on the doorposts of hotel rooms. They contain the words of the Shema, love. Love the Lord your God. As a good Jewish boy and man, Jesus would have been well-schooled in this way of love. And in our gospel lesson today, he is asked about what the greatest, the first commandment is. Jesus faithfully recites the Shema. Now he does add the mind to this. He says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Then Jesus adds a very important corollary. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. These two, Jesus, taken as one, make up the first and the greatest commandment. Please note that these are not suggestions from God. They are a commandment. In these, we have no choice. We are to love God and love neighbor. Finally, in our readings, we come to Paul's application of love for the early church. We read of it in the love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13, so often read at weddings. I recap just many of the great attributes of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So faith, hope, love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Not only is love then the greatest commandment, it is also the greatest gift of God's great many gifts. Faith, hope, and love, all great gifts. It would be hard to live without faith. We people of faith are fueled by that. That's why some come to be in worship on Sunday mornings, why many more are worshiping over the airwaves, digitally, electronically. Thank you. Hope, how could we live without hope? Hope gets us through the most dire circumstances of life. There is always hope. But we surely could not survive without love. The love of God and the love of others in our lives. Universally, cultures care and love one another. Love calls out our best positive limits for the other. It is in love that we find care for neighbor. most or all things in our life will come to a logical end. Even this crazy virus will come to an end. But Paul, I think God tells us, love never ends. So we now have 4 additional weeks to explore these great gifts, love of God and love of neighbor. It is a commandment. Maybe we should post that on our wrists and on our forehead. Now that would be a tattoo worth wearing. Amen.